towards Sivan. Try to maybe wrap up a little bit so you that we will sit in this man. Not the claw that we're holding at the end of the sugya. It's not every sugya is like that, but Fatu sugya is a sugya shame like soif. It's negea to every sugya in Avodas Hashem, every sugya in Torah mitzvahs. We saw opened up it's the newest taklus on what a mensch is and other means. It's another borrow that have you been Torah? Say when he's a bachar, say when he's an avreich. It's my Torah when it comes to the yeshiva. He's in the chelik of the bachar and chelik of the yeshiva. He's in the koil of the yeshiva. The my Torah is to be in a schanich. I'm a schanich in a mokum Torah. We should grow from the Torah. And that's what we try to tell Avet. It's a word, b'chol mokum. The Torah and the Chazal. The oifen, how a person's supposed to grow from the Torah is the true of an other Eitz HaSodah. That's what a mensch be'etzim is, and that's what's supposed to, that's the way he's supposed to grow from the Torah. We saw many different angles of it. Many different angles. Mitchilas, Giduloi, Absoif, and it's a Dal Galachoizer. But one of the ikar nekudas that we want at Be'etzim is that it's lat, should change our status and how we look at ourselves. So look at a mensch, look at Osa Yenim. We saw at the beginning, we started at the beginning, that Adar is a very, very, extremely shitkiest Adar. We concentrate, everything is the surface, everything is me'al ha-shetach. Everything is what's going on that a minute, the next hour, the day. And everything is nimdad kifidat. Everything is nimdad kifidat. And the problem is that that's a mechika from Teres Adam. That's a mechika of Teres Adam. So we try to see this old man, that's so not emesdik, that's not the mensch. There's me'ala karka and then there's layers, deeper layers in the mensch. That's the chilek, the tuzay fanatia, tuzay fazriya, shroshim. That is the emes mensch. That's what stays by the mensch. And that's what the etzim is moitzi, the emes of Paris. And the emes is when you look, and you look only me'ala karka. You look in the door, from the door, from the Mashiach, a door that's very shitchi. So the emes is you make the mensch into a matchbox, as I say, you make the mensch into a matchbox. Anyone who lives in that world, that everything's about the performance, what's going on, what's being delivered, the goods, the results that are being delivered. So he makes a mention to 1 minute. He's a soundbite. It's called he's a soundbite. A ganze mensch keseder, his life is made up of millions and millions and millions of soundbites. So that's mamish, it's making the mention to a midget. Making the mention to a midget. That's not emes. And that's the soy gadol. That's what we wanted to try to be mishane. It has nafkaminas in so many areas. If you go on and on, it has so many nafkaminas. A little bit soy zman amazing. Magal a little bit. What prompted me to speak about the sugi this man? Well, it was always an option. It's always last man. There was a certain kuf, a certain period kuf in the vadim. Last man, which I have to talk about the sugi. We learned the sugi from the field last man. Mitoich the sugya, we spoke about tefillah be'eis tzara. We spoke about tefillah be'eis tzara. We got off on a tangent, the chlal, what is the tafkid of yid during eis tzara? I'm not going to obviously go over the protein of the noisei then. But in yineinu, what came up was, we spoke about this as many times, mitoich the tzara, we call side way out. Whether it's schoolers, whether it's going to a tzaddik, a talmid chacham, to daven for you. And we spoke about that there's a lot of other things that Kinyur Hashem wants from you when he gave you a tzara. He didn't give you a tzara just to get a quick way out. We spoke about it. It was orichas again. It's not fear even to maybe sakim it. But I realized at one point it was very hard, very, very hard for the oilam. Signed by the Bochum, signed by the Ingalite, many of the oilam to push it to digest what we were saying. And I realized at one point I was talking a different shprach. This was very ma'ud misukami. And I realized that I was talking a different vernacular than some other. My value system was different. It's like, if the value system is the same thing and you're trying to shteig on something, a person could shteig. But if you're offering something that somebody holds is not a value at all, so then it's never tikva. It's gone, it's finished. By so many of the people, and so many of the Bnei Avad, the tachlis is to do what works. I'm talking about Ruchnis, I'm not talking about Gashmis. The tachlis is to do what works. Do what works. I'm trying to do what works. So you're telling me about it, I'm asking. At one point, he said, I'm asking, that there are certain things that work within the Ruchnis de Kevel. They work. They're poil within the Ruchnis de Kevel. But I'm atziah to you that I'm telling you that a Eibishter wants something else that has a different. Forget it. What do you mean? What are you saying? What are you talking about? This is meishich shayichi direct to our sugya. If anyone was matzliach this man to change the mastakos and what it mentions, you'll understand a little bit what we wanted then. If a mensch is all about yes, it's all about above the karka. It's all about right now what's going on by you. So then, those things are very nagia. But if a mensch is all about, it's nothing to do with the emes, the fia emes, the mensch has nothing to do with. That's not a mensch. That's not the mensch. Talk about tonight a little bit more. Sayla toiv, sayla mutav. Sayla toiv, sayla mutav. A mensch is not the immediate above the karka. So the tachlis of a tzara cannot be just to get out of it. It can't be. It can't be. That's not what Hashem wants. Hashem obviously wants some major zriya, major netiya that he wants. That yes, as we spoke about then, it's almost in definition doesn't have a clear answer. Kemat, every tzara, kemat in definition, the definition doesn't have a clear answer above karka that will tell you exactly what you do. But that's what Hashem exactly wants. That's what Hashem wants. That's what he gave you. This is a mahalach of avoid. It's not a tzara. It's not any tzara. But that is what he wants. Marmokim, I mean, this has majorly to do with our sugya. And this is bad, more prompting me to talk about this sugya that we did this man. And it's a little bit of a litmus test. Go back, Chazara, a little bit. See if it makes a little bit more. It's chal a little bit more. I want to talk about tonight. Next week, Bezosh, I want to talk about how sugya is nagia to avoid this ayomim, maybe in the sun. Tonight, I want to talk about two shnayim, or shaychim. That two things in nagia many times. Nisyonis, pulis, tachpulis of the Yetzirah, the Nagia saves man. Saves man, one is usually in his man. It's Nagia all year round. The Dabar Yadua, in the toolbox of the Yetzirah, one of the Iker pulis he has is to call him, cause a mensch to be Miyash. It's cause a mensch to be Miyash. If he's Metzliach, to be Miyash, to Yid, he won the jackpot. There's two ways he calls me Yash. I call one is Lagabi Asay Toyev and one is Lagabi. I'll tell you, Sur Meira. One is the Sugi of Sur Meira. The Sugi of Asay Toyev, we bet some touched on this. I just want to chazer over because it's Nagaya very much like Zman. Every good Bacher and every good Yimaman at the end of Zman, they always, it's a little bit of a Din Vecheshman. They walk out of Zman, they start being Mamashmish in their pockets. What did I go out with? I learned. First Seder, Bihim. I learned second Seder, Bekias. Out of those many hours, I hope it was many hours. So many hours, what do I have to show for it? What do I have? Concise. Bottom line, what do I have? First Seder, Bihim. Second Seder, Bekias. People have side storm, people have a Mishnah Berurah Seder. I learned Birchas Peres this month. What can I tell you, the Maisa? What I come out with my Mishnah Berurah Seder this month? Musa Seder. Person has a Musa Seder. What he starts thinking, what the Yetzirah is mad to the mensch to be miyayish. Because many times, the yeshiva bacher and the bentaira, he grounded, that's a whole nother, you say, there should be some sort of output. It's another, but like upon him, is zikr, the amount of output there is, isn't proportional to the hours. It's definitely not proportional to the hours. And the Yetzirah starts being a mensch to yish. He says, well, you know, it's just another zman of wandering around. What am I doing here? What do I have to show for myself? Where's the Talmud Ibiyah? So let's chaz a river. So we mentioned this b'shaitek. This is mamish the nakuda v'yisrael v'yisrael salanter, which was one of the major mamakoyim of the zman. So salanter learns that this was the na'isi of Rabbi Kiva. It's chazor chazor over. Chazal say in Avitur Rav Nosson, Rabbi Kiva, what caused Rabbi Kiva? What caused Rabbi Kiva to come back to Torah is that he saw the water dripping on the rock, and the water made in this rock this huge crater, this huge hole. And now have carried water. Kiva said, if this the drips of the water can make maybe mashpia, carve out the rock, kol shekein Torah could carve out my life. So we saw as medayik that this was a game changer for Kiva. He had his first attempt to learning, and he was miyayish. It's not a solution. He was miyayish b'roa she'ein moitzes. He saw Rabbi Kiva's problem was, we just said now, Rabbi Kiva's problem was kinir. Rabbi Kiva, the same determination he had in his second try, he had in his first try also. Same koichas on nefesh, the same thrust. The stomach gave all his koichas. But he saw there wasn't prayers. And nish gazem prayers. And he was miyayish. And he saw something that made him change. What did he see that made him change? So Rabbi Yisrael, he saw that the way the water affects the rock, his lashon is, it's called Rishimois Nelamois. It's called invisible, undiscernible impressions. Every single rock had to have make a impression. It did something. Vaharaya, after 100 years, there's this huge crater. And where'd it come from? It didn't come from nowhere. Oh, but every single drip, I can't see the difference. Kinir, Rabbi Kiva saw a huge Yisoid. He saw the Yisoid. We'll call it what we said. He saw the Yisoid is real. He saw that you're not trying to be poil on the Shetach. You're not being poil on the Shetach. Not only is it true that you don't have to see it on the Shetach, we added in Kinir, the MS is, and the Shetach, that's a midget. What is that? For a day, the guy looks like he's the biggest Balkishrin. What is that? That's a mensch. A mensch is, for a day, he shines for a day. That's what a mensch is. No, a mensch is something that's going to become part of him, no matter where he is. What has to be poil in the mensch, what has to be building in the mensch, it has to be deep down, that layer deep down that we're talking about. That layer that's poil in the lave, and over there, can near it, you can't see it right away. But my muzik, I always add in, if you do see it right away, something is dangerous. If a guy is making a change that you, it's taka, an eternal change, but it's on the outside, it's probably forced. It's probably did something that's going to affect him. Some people make, you jump too quick, you jump, something's wrong. To make an essential change in the mechus of the mensch, where it's going to be show in long term, it has to be something deep down. It's not going to show. It's not going to show right away. How can it show right away? How can it show right away? Mi'alakarka. It's a long, long process, an accumulative process. That is the godless of the mensch. The godless of the mensch is tough character. You can't change him in a second. You can't. If you change him in a second, so what is it? What is he? He's a computer. He's not a soundbite. A mensch is not a soundbite. A mensch is a big mitzias that has to be in, has to be in a tua betoicha. It has to be in a tua betoicha. When you work this way, we spoke about this of having patience, but I'm talking about not being miyayish now. When you work this way, it's guaranteed. It's muftach 100%. There's no such thing as a person not wrong. When a person works this way, even if you learn Mishnah Brewer, you learn Mishnah Shasharm, whatever you learn Be'iyun, you learn Be'kiyas. If you work the way we spoke about, consistency is ma'akev. If you work with consistency, you're thinking about, we spoke about what? You're thinking about, you're involved. In other words, you're not just receiving, you're not just going through the program that someone else provided for you. You're involved, your seichel is involved in what's going on. It's trying to attach it to yourself. And what we said, and you're not trying to make grace a poulos, you're just trying to concentrate on doing what you do well. It's 1,000% guaranteed that accumulatively, what a Rekiva had after Rekiva. What was Chazal's Shaila, Rekiva, Mehechan? Mahu said Chilas Hashem Kiva. We say, what was? I think the ending of Shanu Chazal. Chazal saw this. Kiva was no way. There's no way to size of Kiva. Chazal's question is, we would ask, where did this come from? People say, Chaim can ask, what's going on here? Where did this huge mitzvah come from? And this was Chazal's answer. This is where it came from. It came from this mahal. It didn't come from any fast jump. It came from a consistent mahalach of building. And if you do this with consistency, it's guaranteed. I'm talking from Yediyah, I'm talking about from anyone with the experience of other people. A mensch, when he plants things in there, he has a leaf that's fertile. It's made, it gets tucked away, and it's guaranteed to be mighty bears. This is the first thing I want to talk about. We have to remind ourselves. So it's mandi, it's how it comes. And we have to know, if you did it this way, it's there. You don't always see it so clearly on the outside, but it's there. All of a sudden you start to see how much payers you have. You start to see how you could say Apshat and Rashi so much better than you ever said before. You start seeing that you have more of a feel in halacha. And anything that a person plugged away at in a consecutive, consistent way, you just see with the time, all of a sudden, it changes. This, you have to remember this is Sefer Mekiva. This is the first Nakuda I want to speak about. The second Nakuda, this is Sor Meiran. I want to be Marchev a little bit more. First Nakuda Be'etzim we spoke about in the beginning of this man, I just wanted to cover Be'itoy Ma'atoiv. Second Nakuda is, this is talking about Nefila and Chet. Why am I talking about Ben Azmanim? It's just more, much like Ben Azmanim. Ben Azmanim, unfortunately, Mitzvah says people have less the Shmir of Torah. They're out vacationing, the regular Zdarim are not consecutive, and the Torah Tavlin, the Shmir of the Torah, is less din. It's extremely motzai that we have, Bachur and Yingalite, and people find themselves doing certain chatoim, certain maisim that they would never expect to happen. They would never expect to happen. Whether it's sometimes it's a minion for a long time, different things like that. Whether it's a person, Shmir Seinayim, Shmir Sabris, those in the other, very, very motzai, they could have somebody who's clean and someone who was very, very shomer for a long time, he could find himself in his man. It could be all year round. I'm talking about now in his man. He could find himself doing something that he said, I never thought this would be me. And the Yitzhar Chapsim, was such a huge. It's extremely dangerous. I don't want to open up the Sugya. The Sugya Be'etzem, one would think is not Meshach Shaykh, but it's extreme for characters. It's a sugya that's ma'od chashuv, and it's a tremendous opportunity for holding the sugya of Adam Yitzhak Sadeh. You can have a true havana in understanding the sugya. There's a big perek in the Tachbulas of the Yitzhar. It's one of the big Tachbulas of the Yitzhar. One of the places, Mavur, many places, this is said, one of the places in Parashas Bereishis, it's a few Parashas, the Yitzhar with the Adam region, the Yitzhar with Kayin. Says Shtein Pasuk. Are you Mekayin al Hevel Achiv? Shul. For Pfiat. State al Kayin al Mechasi al Yishav, Ayich al Kayin Ma'oid Vayit Lupanav. He brought a carbon, and it wasn't Kedaboy. Obviously, it wasn't Kedaboy. That means innovating. In his inner Matzev, Kayin wasn't holding close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu like he was supposed to. And that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't accept his carbon. Steht in Pasuk, Vayichel Kayin Ma'oid Vayiflu Ponav. Steht in Beforshim, two things. Vayichel Kayin Ma'oid Vayiflu Ponav. Vayichel Kayin Ma'oid means the Etzim Chet. It was hard for him that he Hashem didn't accept him, but he knew it was because of Chesaron in him. He knew he didn't perform like he was supposed to perform. He knew he wasn't holding Kedaboy. But steht in Nochazach, Vayiflu Ponav. Steht that he had, Be'ikvois the Chet, he had an Afila. Steht that he had an Afila, what's called an Afila. Vayter, we see in the next pasuk, Vayomer Hashem El Kayin, the same things, Lomachar Aloch, Vlomo Naftu Panecha. Same two things. First of all, Lomachar Aloch, Vlomo Naftu Panecha. So, Rabbi Ruchman Dastar. Biggest side on the same Yitzhar. Rabbi Ruchman Zay. Royim Anu Shetavu Kan Al Beis Dvorim, Al Vayichar Zeo Achas, Al Vayipal Panav Levad. First, Vayichar, Kadosh Baruch Hu was Tevei, and why is Vayichar, and then separately Vayipal Panav. Hine, Kishashnei Anoshim, I don't know if Rabbi Yerucham ever watched a wrestling match, but it seems like he did. Listen to this, he says, Hine, Kishashnei Anoshim Nitzim Zeim Zeim. When you have two people fighting. Ve'echon Mapel Es Hasheni Arza, Ruvain Tapel Shimon Over. Hine, Em Kol Kavanosei Shele Echad Yorak La Piloi Levad. If you just wanted to knock him down one thing and go on, Achrei She Piloi, Ho'ilichu Mimenev, Oiz Ve'lenavshim. He knocks him down and goes, fight it. Follow Yochel Gam, look him, we take it from Yad, the other person gets up. However, it's different. Acheres u'man huroyin sham mapel. Gam achrei nifilosh shel hasheni. I'm all you see that Reuven knocks him down, but after Hashem, he sits roiv v'tzvul anoyvel. He sits there for another arrow. He just sits on the guy. He crouches on the guy. Machbed alav v'hulam alav alol amata. He's sitting there, raising his hand in victory. Hinei nechachnu ledas ki anum zeh kol kavanos. In the second scenario, we see he didn't just try to knock him down. He tried to what I call ground him. That's what he's trying to do. He's trying to ground him. He's not just trying to knock him down because he was starting up with him. He's trying to ground him. Listen to Rabbi Ruchim. Kizeh hu soid ha-yitzahar. Etzem ha-mechet ma-pelo g'doy lamoid. Etzem ha-chet is a terrible thing. Geferlich. Me-iglu roma la-bir ha-mikta. Avel ein zeh ha-kob. The yitzahar is not finished. And we'll see he almost didn't start. That, I'll call, is a kinderspiel compared to what the Yitzhar, the second Shlav. Kavanoso, if the Yitzhar, be'ikr hu, lir boitz ala odom. The ikr tach the Yitzhar is not the first part of the chet. It's to crouch on the mensch. The chet is a way that he can now crouch on the mensch. Sha'odom yemut bel tamid lamatav hu olav al gaboy. He wants to sit there holding his hand on the mensch. You're on the floor and he's holding his hand over you. Aval oyd yoyser rahu lama naflu panecha. Lama ata mutal naflu. Kena fila shebe ikfus achet kosha meachet. Hu asha omer lo yim teitiv seis is chazak nisnatze. Vosa gavuruchim, maybe think it's achir. A person doesn't have era. Geferlich, again, he doesn't geferlich have era. He's working in a long time, he finds himself in his manim. He's looking at the internet, and all of a sudden, he's looking, and 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 he's looking. Before he knows, 2 hours he's there, and you know, it hasn't been 3 or 4 months since this happened, and he can't believe himself. He's kicking himself. That's the chet. So, Rabbi Ruchem, that's doesn't really got you yet. What the Yetzirah wants is he wants you after the chet. He wants to crouch you and ground you, and sit on you, and tell you you're part of the ground. What does he mean? What does he mean? That's the love. What does he mean? Chazal say, Gemara in Sukkah. The Masechta. Chazal say that the Yitzhar is called three names. A Haloch. Haloch is a passerby. An Oireach. An Oireach, and then he's called an Ish. Now she says an Ish is a Balabayas. First, he passes by. Then, he visits your house already. And then, he parks himself. What does that mean, a Balabayas? A Balabayas means the Ikur Kirch the Yitzhar is when he wants to. That you should identify yourself with the chet. If a chet is a one-time fall, say that it's a one-time thing. It touched my surface. On the surface, I fell. But if I am a chayte, the pshat is this is who I am. If the Yitzhara convinces you, he makes a zuriya in you. If he makes a zuriya in you that you are a chayte, then he won the jackpot. Then he won the jackpot. A chet, Zokta B'Yeruchim, was meridik, alumnus, von and how to work. If you did a chet, avadi you have to do tshuva on the chet. But whether or not you're going to do tshuva on the chet is totally how you see yourself. If you see yourself as a person who is a chet, how are you going to do tshuva on the chet? The Teretz says the first thing you have to do, Zokta B'Yeruchim, is make sure there's no nefila. Make sure there's no nefila. Come. He brings later on the Lashon of Chazal, Ashrei Odom Nesui Peshra, Ashrei Odom Shu Nemala, Nesui Zmin Lashon Echer. What does it mean, Gavoya Mechatov? You would see, it doesn't mean a person who wasn't Chayte. It means you didn't let it change who you are. You didn't let it change who you are. If you didn't let it change who you are, then now you can start thinking about how to do tshuva. Because then, Be'etzem, you're not identified with the Chayte. This is not who I am. And then I have something that I did wrong. Okay, I'll be up to Masakin. But there's a hole in the Iker, Matar of the Yitzhar, is this Avoyza. It's a mirror that could go in. Pasuk in Mishli says like this. Mishli, Kehelis, I'm sorry. Kehelis, Peregud, Pasuk Dali. Imuach amoy shel talo olecho mekoimcho al tanach. Imuach ha-moishel, Mephoshim will say, means the Yetzirah. The moishel, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him Memshal. Memshal is Odin. Imuach ha-moishel, tal alech, if the Yetzirah towers over you, and tries to chap you, mekoimcha al tanach, don't budge. The Poshim Shad, and I think that's the way the Mephoshim learned, it means the Yetzirah hasn't been machshu over you yet. He's there, it's a major nisayon. You're close to the chet, but it's tal alech. Mekoimcha al tanach, hold fast, don't give in. That's the Poshim Shad. The Goyin says Anush. Listen to the Goyin. Perish. Im yetzara choyte vayzcha berishtoi asher toman l'raglicha eder gechapt shoyim. The Goyim speaks of the chshasis avera. The pasuk's talking about you did the avera already. Im ruach ha-moishel talach, it's not talking about you did the avera already. Mikol mokoim ataloi tipol mi-adjeichoscho ve'choiz drochecha atoivim ki mekedem. Ki achar kach terapi zois. This is Rabbi Ruchim. Mekoimcha al tanach means, doesn't mean don't be chayte, it means continue the way you were before you did the chayte. 2 hours ago before you did the chayte. Continue doing what you did 2 hours before the chayte. Frege Rakasha. How does the Goyim read it back into the posik? The posik clearly says, Imuach ha-moishel talo alecha. The posik clearly says that he's trying to chap you. How does he say, he already did an avera? The Teretz is shteita v'yisrael. Shteita, that the first thing is kinderspiel. If he got you to do a chait, and he doesn't, the second chalik of a yipol ponav, he hasn't really got you. He hasn't really got you. That was a stepping stone. The Yetzirah has no cash, has no merchandise. If you would just end by getting a person to do a chait, then he wouldn't be able to take it weiter. He's only a pedestal, he's only trying to get you to convince you, this is who you are. The nefila that comes big for a chait. That's the tal alecha. Can you hear it? That's the way the going learned. That's the tal alecha. He's trying to still get you. Don't let him get you! Mekoyim chal tanach. What is Mekoyim chal tanach? So I wish to listen to this guy. A maisa I heard. I've been mocked him. The MS. I can't say it. Something bothers me about the maisa. I heard it. Not b'shem Amir. It's a maisa of Chaim Shalem. It's usually most of the maisa. I hear it from somebody. Not a lot of people in the mirror. I usually hear it from somebody from the mirror. And this is from somebody who's not a mirror b'chal. But then the story is true anyways. Even if it's not accurate, the story is true. I heard from a big mechanic. He said, that Chaim Shalem this one said the following in Avad. Chaim Shalev said in Nevad, he's talking about Yoni Tshuva, and he said, what happened to Bachar Dor Mi Yeshiva? Chas v'shol, Bachar Mi Yeshiva, will be over one of the Gimel Aviris Chamuris, Kili Arayis. B'maisa, I'm not talking about his right, but B'maisa, Kili Arayis, Bachar Mi Yeshiva. He said, what does he have to do the next morning? What should he do the next morning? He started going around the room, asking each Bachar, Nevad, small Nevad, what should he do? I don't remember now all the protein, but more or less the answers were like, the first one said, he's got to leave yeshiva, it's not, he's got to find the yeshiva that's more for palichuva people, not a funer from yeshiva. The second one said, he should go to Mamgadu, tell him, derech tshuva, go to Makubal, tell him, derech tshuva. The third one said, he should do sigufim, tikunim, tefillas in a mikveh. Each one had a different answer. He said, the first thing he should do is if he comes, what time does he come every day to Seder? He should come the same exact time, 9:15. He should come 9:15. Sit down with Chavrusa, open up the Gemara as if nothing happened, and start hitting the Tosfos. That's the first thing. We're a full Seder. What's the pshat? He said, Tshuva he'll do later. Tshuva he has to do. That's a tremendous chet. He has to do Tshuva. Oh, but the Asik now, the noisy is not Tshuva. The noise is the first thing that happens to Jabokhar, the person starts questioning his own mitzvahs. What happened? What did I do in this yeshiva? How could a Bokhar and a mere yeshiva be such a favor? Teret says, everything was a fake. Everything was a fake. There's nothing going on over here. Everything was a fake. He starts having pukim in him and his mitzvahs. From then, the reader is nonstop. He's not going to ever come to do tshuva. The first thing he has to show is that it touched the surface. How do you do that? How do you do that? How can a person see a surface? This is our sugya. If you don't have our sugya that we dealt this man with, the Adam Eitz Asoda, Arois Klor, you cannot apply this. If you don't understand that a mensch, we spoke about it on Tzara Toy, but it's a Tzara Ra also. If you don't understand that a mensch is not a midget, a mensch is not a day, he's not an action, he's not two actions, he's not three actions. A mensch is a huge mitzias, it's an accumulation of many things that are constantly being natua in his mitzias. That's the real mensch.
When you understand that, you realize, yes, Mekoyim Chal Tanach, the emes in me didn't change. At the most, there is a seed that might go further. And I have to watch that I shouldn't take the seed further. But is it a pirchan who I am? That's not a pirchan who I am. It's not a pirchan who I am. There's a lot of things deep down. And he cannot, the Yetzer Hara can't take. If a bocher tried, or a young man worked hard on Shemira Zinayim for a long time, things, there's accumulative seeds there. The Yetzer Hara can't take that down one mice. He can't. And along this, we understand what he's saying. He can't. He did something on the surface. It can't hit the kishkis. There's something there. You got to make sure it doesn't develop. But he can't check. He can't. Mekoyim Chal Tanach. This is so important. So many times this happens. This happens. I have this all the time. He says, it's a riot. What happened? This whole man is over. If this happened to me, I end up at some hotel in Europe and in a place where I never wanted to be. Never. I never thought this would happen. Where? I'm not saying it's a like the Zach. A person has to, it's a terrible Zach. But this is the lomdas of the city. We just learned, this is cool. We learned that a Soy Godel in the parish of the Yitzhara, in the Yitzhara, chaps a person, his Iker Matoras afterwards convinced the person that he's finished. He's finished. This is who you are. And the Mela, come to Islafi that, it's a shash on everything that happened until now. What we discussed was, if you understand the other Yitzhara, you understand the Yitzhara, is a Kumalandan. If he doesn't know Lomdas, he doesn't understand. Mensch is not the shetach of the mensch. That's the surface of the mensch. The mensch is who he is inside. A person who is working, a person who is doing, a person is this. Mekoyim Chal Tanach. The first thing is make sure you realize who you are. Once you're in the right position, afterwards, the father, you could deal with the tikkun of the chayit.